Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and I'm afraid, Alan, we mark a grim milestone. A quarter of a million Americans have died now of the coronavirus. At least 11,517,000 cases have been reported. The Washington Post says people die, but little changes. Many Americans stick to their original notions about the coronavirus, no matter what sorrows they've seen, no matter where they live. And you have the country distracted by the President of the United States refusing to concede the election and fighting it all out, while President-elect Biden and Americans need and deserve a national response to this.
Well, I don't think we have any question about it. We've said it so many times, it's almost getting boring. And that's that this president has done a great disservice to this country. It's almost criminal. You know, the idea that you would not do the kinds of preparations you would need in a pandemic, especially since the Obama administration left them a playbook, told them what to do, and they didn't do it. So we are facing now the results of all of that. And a president who is in denial, and with him are many of the people who support the president. Well, you know, when your grandpa dies or when your child dies, how do you look away? You know, we have fatigue about this virus. People understand on some level what it is, and on the other, they don't want to hear it. They want to go out. I want, I've often said, sounds like a two-year-old. I want. Well, it's too bad. You can't have it. There's a reality. Now, the virus is coming along. We don't know how many people will be dead as a result of this. We have heard terrible forecasts of hundreds of thousands more. We have an infectious population that's out there spreading it. There are many people who just refuse to go along and to understand what they have to do. And I know some of them. I'll tell you right now. So the answer is, every time you walk out of your house, you have basically created an area for the virus to infect. You stay home, that opportunity isn't there. It's that simple, but people don't want it to be. Look, I'm no innocent. I go out to the supermarket because we need food. I wear a mask. I try to stay away from people. I try not to talk to anybody. You walk through the line and there's a plastic thing separating the teller from you. Sometimes you have to hand them a card. In any case, this is a time that we really have to protect ourselves and to stay safe. So I'm going to implore every WAMCer and everybody else to stay safe. Don't do anything that will give this killer an opportunity to do its damage. As far as the president is concerned, shame on him. The idea that you are still in denial, you're still not wearing masks to show the country what it is that they need to do, and that you go on with this incredible stupidity of, I won the election and, you know, I'm going to prove it. And in some cases, blind obedience on the part of Republican officials in a few cases almost turned an election around. Rudy Giuliani's making a fool out of himself, and everybody knows it. And it just goes to show you that at some point in life, you've really got to take a look at yourself.
Hard to believe the president would do that. In fact, the CNN analysis this morning says how Trump is intentionally making things more difficult for Biden. Bunker mentality sets in at the White House. The first family has canceled plans for Thanksgiving in Florida to instead stay in the White House that Trump will have to leave in just more than 2 months. Three areas, they note: boxing Biden in on foreign policy, handing Biden an economic grenade, and weakening American democracy. Just three of the things Trump is trying to hang around Biden's neck as he goes forward.
Look, if Trump, and I warned, by the way, you'll remember this, David, I warned that he would try to do a coup in one form or another. Well, that's what this is when you go into a state and you demand of Republican officials that they just blindly do what you want them to, and not to count the votes correctly or to make changes in the way we count votes. You know, I wasn't wrong, because I'll tell you something. In my opinion, I know that this president has no bottom. And while it looks like Biden, and I've said this from the beginning, will take office, it won't be because Trump is going to make it easy. The idea that he puts millions of Americans at risk, for example, on the COVID, and not transferring information that they have in the administration because he's just ticked off that the American people came to their senses and voted him out, kicked him right in the keister.
Nonetheless, he has this base that just loves him. And I'm wondering, Alan, once he and if he leaves office, does he use that base to continue to create trouble?
We'll see. He may have to do it in an orange jumpsuit. We know New York has some very powerful arguments. I don't think Biden's going to do it. I think Biden has to reunite the country. But, you know, we have a principle, and the principle is no one is above the law. So that if no one is above the law, and one person got away with it while they were president, say, you can't touch me while I'm president, and then now you can't touch me after I'm president, something is terribly wrong.
How about this, Alan? It's complicated. Quote, Biden team weighs whether to retain Deborah Birx, the coronavirus coordinator, respected in public health circles, has been closely associated with Trump, and President-elect Joe Biden's transition team is weighing whether to give Birx a role in its COVID-19 response. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we know one thing. Dr. Fauci will be retained. Dr. Birx has played a less vehement role from the beginning. And therefore, I think there'll be an issue. You know, I'm getting an idea that the last thing Biden wants to do, as somebody who is trying to bring people together, is to create waves by doing what this president is doing, which is firing. It may well be that they need somebody who is better than she has been, in which case, you know, let them go. That's what a new president does. On the other hand, I'm sure he's worried that any dissonance makes his job harder. And I know because I'm sitting here thinking, if I were him, what would I do? And I don't know.
Our political observer, Alan Sharp, talk with us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David. It's cold out there this morning. When I woke up at 2, it was 13 degrees.
Wear a hat.